This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
It's the NFL draft first round.
Wait till you see my mock draft drops. Let's just say that.
That's called a tease.
Yeah. Hey, Reggie Bush got his Heisman back.
Oh, who cares?
Mike Danger.
We listeners are truly listening to a powerhouse sports show. Next, I'm going to do 20 minutes of fart jokes.
Gene Battaglia.
Listen, we can interview a Hall of Fame level agent. We can talk to a head coach. We can talk to an info guy. And Mike Danger can tell a fart joke and I can gossip.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to do all of that.
My high school girlfriend came from Rochester, so I've always had a warm spot for it.
We're very provincial in this town.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Lindy.
Amherst Crunch, Friday at 7.
Playoffs?
Certainly expect it to be a sellout both games this weekend. Knowing now from the last 2 years, the electricity and what this place does at playoff time is pretty special, and I'm excited for it.
Can we get a go Amherst, like go Bills?
I would like it to be safe as death.
What do you mean?
Don't look behind you.
The Amherst coming.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
Is Rochester the Kevin Bacon of American cities?
I think it is.
It is.
I think it is.
It is.
Happy hour in the Sports Bar. Danger Battaglia, glad you're with us. Thanks for listening locally at 95.7 FM, AM 950. You can hear us where we sound our best. The free-to-download Odyssey app or your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. We've even got the video stream humming for you. You can watch on our YouTube channel. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that bell for notifications at The Fan Rochester on YouTube. Twitch is also where we're streaming, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester. I'm Danger. That's Battaglia.
And I don't take it for granted that we get these opportunities to go out and hang out with people tomorrow. Three Heads Brewing, Neighborhood of the Arts. It's our tradition having a draft or two right before the draft. And also on Friday, we'll be out this year at the Tap Room at Bill Gray's Chi Lai Avenue location. So the west side, we'll be in the city tomorrow. And so make plans for one or maybe both of the days.
I'm looking at the weather. Little chilly, but the sun will be out tomorrow. It feels like the sun is going to be in full force. So maybe take a little advantage of Rochester's largest patio tomorrow there at Three Heads. You've got the Melon Head Watermelon Sour to try. You got all the other fine beers on tap, the local beers there on tap at Three Heads. And you can also grab a delicious wood-fired pizza from Freddy's while we're there tomorrow. And then, of course, we're going to have a great time Friday just dissecting everything from round one of the NFL draft when we take the show on the road to the west side, as you mentioned, Gino, Chi Lai Avenue, the Tap Room at Bill Gray's. We are there Friday from 3 until 6, as we like to say.
We can share a cold one and maybe a win or two.
Don't be shy. If you listen to the Sports Bar, we'd love to hang out with you.
Yeah, and Danger and I love to kind of hang out afterwards a little bit, too. So it is going to be a fun afternoon and into the evening. And a lot of people have pointed out that the Bills actually pick at 28. Last 3 years, that's happened in the 11 o'clock hour. This is not exactly a made-for-East Coast TV event tomorrow night, folks.
No. But you know what? We can certainly hang out and watch what goes on in the early rounds. And then, you know, my plan is usually, you know, on the way home, stop by, pick up a plate, eat my feelings. By the time the Bills are picking, I'm feeling pretty nice. Hopefully you have the same kind of experience here over the course of the next couple of days. As we, man, I feel like And Jeremy was right. Jeremy White, who joined us from WGR last hour. I mean, we feel like we've covered everything. This feels like the end of a political campaign. It feels like the Super Bowl of the offseason.
Yeah, to the point where we're getting reports out of New England that the Patriots haven't received any serious offers for 3, or the Giants might take Michael Penix for 6, or... Yeah, don't believe anything. Don't believe anything like right now. Like tomorrow night, what is proven on draft night, there will be things that will happen tomorrow night that absolutely no one predicted. Yes, Caleb Williams will go first. Probably Jalen Daniels will go second.
Hold on a second. If we're going to suspend belief for a second, does Caleb Williams need to go first overall? I mean, if you're Washington and you have Caleb Williams, quarterbacks coach from USC last year, as your new offensive coordinator, do you make a last-ditch effort? These are the things that we don't know. Like, we don't expect that it would happen, but we didn't expect that the Bills would trade Steph Diggs this offseason either, yet here we are.
That would feel unprecedented.
Yeah.
Like, normally the number one overall pick when it gets to this time, it's almost like a coronation. You know, the little guy, Kyler Murray, okay, you're the number one overall pick. Trevor Lawrence, like, in years where we don't have the quarterback, certainly that feels a lot different that you're always open for business. Last year, was Chicago actually making that same decision, Danger, way before the draft? That's why I would say, look, they made this decision last year, which ended up proving to be the right decision. If anybody thought Bryce Young, well, you're in a better spot for not having Bryce Young on your
team. For sure. And I don't know, I just... I think about the years where there wasn't a consensus number one overall pick. Like, remember the year that Josh Allen was picked? Man, that was fun. That year was, it reminded me a lot of this year. Like, there's a lot of people that would say Drake May over Jaden Daniels. There's a lot of people that would say, not a lot of people saying Roma Dunze over Marvin Harrison Jr., but there's a lot of people that would look at the top 3 wide receivers and say that you could go with this guy over that guy or that guy over this guy, and there's depth. And nobody really knows. I mean, that year we didn't know Baker Mayfield was going to go number one overall until what, the day of? It was like the day of or the day before. Like, oh, it sounds like Baker Mayfield's going to go one. And we were sitting here saying Sam Darnold's the guy that the Bills need to get that. And then if it wasn't going to be Darnold because he's going to go to the Jets, well, then maybe we get Rosen. Rosen's the right guy. Josh Rosen's the guy that we got to get. We were all convinced. There's a handful of people that were in on Josh Allen, a very, very small minority. We were not among those people.
No. Thank you for not putting the video of me on draft night.
I gotta find it. It's somewhere. I gotta find it. And I'm wearing the same hat. This is my unlucky Bears hat, by the way.
That's it.
Wearing it on draft week, on the same Bears hat I wore when they traded up to get Justin Fields, when they traded up to get Mitch Trubisky. For me, on a day where they're announcing their plans to build a new stadium, I'm hoping for brighter days.
I remember just being blinded by anger and then people putting their cell phones in my face with the white light. And there was the one guy, Spider. You remember that guy?
He's like,
yam, 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 yam. And so the video was like, you couldn't see me. Like, it didn't work because all you hear is Spider yammering the whole time. But yeah, I was pretty upset.
And Masterstroke both kind of dumbfounded. Masterstroke was there with us as well.
He was angry.
Yeah. He was very angry. He was like, just kind of like this look of like, oh my God, we got it wrong. But him believing that we got it wrong actually proves that they got it right.
Well, be a man or a woman of your convictions. That's like, it doesn't matter what you say, Danger, or I say, or anything else. And if you think tomorrow your team got it wrong, that's the lesson here. You have to suspend your belief. And maybe you think your team got it right. Great. You can enjoy that wave before they're a damn rookie. You don't know.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me how much money and time and people, the investment that goes into this, and they still haven't made these improvements to figure out which guys will pop and which guys will flame out.
It's it's become its own industry. I mean, draft prospects that lead to fantasy football. Like, there's so many little tentacles and arms that reach out from the NFL draft, whether you're talking combine, Senior Bowl, of course, the actual draft, everything that leads up to them getting on the field. it's become like its own industry, and there's so many people covering the draft now, so many people that follow these prospects through the course of their college career up until the point where their name is called on that stage. And then, you know, alongside that, so many NFL executives just lying through their teeth. The season of lying has hit its crescendo, and it will continue through the weekend.
At least you're lying and farting.
That's right, Belky.
Belky.
If I may, I mean, it is a take of the year nominee.
We're not there yet. You know, we still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet. We'll do that on Monday.
No, see, Dan added the last one.
That's fine. Yeah. The thing is, I mean, he didn't miss a beat. He just kept going. You know what he was like Austin Matthews the other night scoring on that breakaway. Catched it, dropped it, kept going, buried it. That's Trent Baalke, take of the year nominee, lying through his teeth and letting one rip simultaneously without missing a beat. Very impressed. I just thought that today's smokescreen, the form that it came in this graph that Schefter put out, to me was the best. So good. So good that Schefter, a guy who normally isn't a stats or an info guy, he's a beat reporter.
Like that's the question. Like whenever you have like a story on this, like,
he's an insider.
What's the agenda? Who's feeding him? Where is this coming from? It wasn't like Adam Schefter decided, you know what, let me put this out there. I'm doing the research myself. Somebody fed this to Schefter.
Absolutely.
Right?
Somebody fed it to him so that other people would see it, other fan bases would see it, and say to themselves, whoa, look at that. Why would you take a wide receiver in the first round? They don't hit. They never hit. They hit less frequently than any other position on the field.
So the data encompasses 20 drafts, 2000 to 2019. Now, full stop right there. Like, the rules were different for wide receivers back then.
Yeah.
Like, that's the flaw in this right now.
Well, I think the bigger flaw in this is what they consider to be a hit.
Oh, like, just read the comment section, because the hit rate for centers is at 92%. And, okay, of these 12 first-rounders, like, some of these guys didn't get to a second contract. Some of them were backups, and you're considering that a hit. I mean, it's almost like Schefter put this out. Somebody fed it to him, or Paul Hambo, I guess, fed it to him. Who put Paul Hambo up to this?
Yeah, this is meant to detract you from selecting a wide receiver in round one, because why would you? Look, they don't hit. Well, what do you mean they don't hit? Oh, they don't sign a second deal with the team that drafted them? That's kind of a ridiculous metric. By that stretch, by that metric, Daniel Jones is a hit because he signed a second deal.
Correct.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, or Derek Carr was actually a second rounder. But quarterbacks they have as a 46% hit rate. No.
So smoke screens at this stage of the season of lying come in many different shapes and forms. Just be aware that pretty much anything you're consuming or crossing your feed here over the course of the next few days is going to be a lie, straight up. Well, we can't wait for it to all get underway tomorrow night. And as we mentioned, we'll be celebrating with our pre-draft shows both tomorrow and Friday. The Sports Bar taking the show on the road. Three Heads Brewing tomorrow on Atlantic Avenue in the Neighborhood of the Arts. The Tap Room at Bill Gray's. Chi Lai Avenue location Friday afternoon from 3 until 6.
The Cowboys making some news. They just picked up the fifth-year option on Micah Parsons. Like, why was this even a
no-brainer
debate? Yeah, why was this even a story?
That's a no-brainer. Speaking of extensions, the Lions had themselves a day with a couple of their star players and making them right now the highest paid at their respective positions. Amon-Ra St. Brown extends on a 4-year deal worth more than $120 million, $77 million guaranteed. That makes him right now the highest paid receiver in the NFL. Hey, good for him, because as soon as Justin Jefferson signs his deal, the market has been reset. And maybe you're waiting. Justin Jefferson has nothing to do but wait. They also today extended offensive tackle Penei Sewell on a four-year, $112 million deal. That makes him the new highest-paid offensive lineman in the NFL.
Which, Lion fans, you had a fun ride last year, and I don't have any reason to think that you won't be back in the playoffs this year. It really reminds me of how the Bills are kind of coming up, where you had this collection of young talent on both sides of the ball, and now one by one you're going to have to pay these guys. So this is a little different, of course, because you have a veteran quarterback as opposed to Josh Allen, but this really reminds me of the Bills circa 2020, 2021, where, all right, we need to take care of Tre'Davious White. We need to take care of Deion Dawkins. You need to take care of the guys that actually you drafted, because that's the best way to spend money, to draft. Hey, we got a hit. Here you go.
Another star player who had his fifth-year option picked up today was Cincinnati wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase. Again, another no-brainer. He's set to make a projected $21.8 million guaranteed next season, the fifth season of his rookie contract. So the Bengals will have Chase again next year. T. Higgins still looks like he's headed to play this season on the franchise tag for Cincinnati. I was talking earlier today to one of my friends who's a Bengals fan, and he's a fan, but he's not even as immersed in the Bengals as we are, as people that cover.
Yeah.
And he's like, how are my Bengals going to do this year? And I'm like, you know what? The Bengals, to me, are fine because they have Joe Burrow. If Joe Burrow's out there, they've got a chance. But the Bengals are fraudulent to me in that they give off this perception that they're this well-run organization all of a sudden because they have Joe Burrow and because they've won some games. They're still the same Bengals.
They have two big sticks of deodorant. They have Joe Burrow and they have Lou Anarumo.
Yeah.
If one of those two guys is not working to the way they should, they don't get to the postseason. See last year with Burrow going down. When some smart team actually hires Lou Anarumo. Like, I don't, like, in this day and age, you can't hire a defensive coordinator as a head coach. But, like, if Cincinnati ever lost him, which also, too, like, the cheap Bengals, like, I would think he could go somewhere else.
Well, the idea that they're going to have really the only player in the league playing on the franchise tag this year should tell you all you need to know. They're not as well run as they may give off the impression. They that's a move that no team should look to use. And the Bengals have no problem using it. Just saying, yeah, you're playing with us for another year under the franchise tag. Eat it up.
Yeah, talking to Lee Steinberg yesterday about what makes a good negotiation, and honestly, I asked the question, not having a clue what he was going to say. I wanted to learn. Listening.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure you're learning what the other side's objectives are. Like, what are their goals? Do you think for 1 second anything was like that in Cincinnati? Probably not. They're just looking at the number and that's it. Like, for the Bengals, you have your core. Lock it up. What are you jerking around Higgins for?
Yeah. Well, he'll likely play for Cincinnati this year. I mean, who knows what kind of off-field dramatics we'll have as far as holdouts and, you know, maybe he pulls up lame. It wouldn't benefit him to pull up lame mid-season with a hamstring injury and miss an extended amount of time knowing that he's going to be a free agent. I mean, that only decreases his value in the free agency market. But we'll see with those Bengals. That's a team that we kind of forgot about as far as a team that could stand in the way of the Bills' quest to make it to the Super Bowl.
So will we have a story between now and tomorrow night? We had kind of a minor one last year where we had the tampering involving the Eagles and the Cardinals. Like, the one I remember was, like, I'll ask you this way. Does Aaron Rodgers speak in the next 24 hours? Like, I want to try, like, oh, what, we're going to sit on this until draft night, you thirsty. Yeah. That's where I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy is crazy.
He's decided to retire the night of the draft. I don't think we're going to get anything. I mean, from what I've seen, the NFL hasn't resolved what they're going to do as far as a punishment for tampering. The Falcons tampered.
Yes.
And they're going to be punished, but I don't think it's going to hurt them in this year's draft. It might hurt them in the future. There might be a fine. The NFL makes it up as they go, so we'll get the resolution when we get the resolution. But it's pretty clear that the Falcons did some tampering for Kirk Cousins, and they will get punished in some way, shape, or form. We just won't get a resolution on that this week from the sounds of it. And then you can make the same argument about the Eagles and Saquon Barkley. James Franklin seems to think that there was some tampering involved there, as Penn State's head coach was asked about it. But
that one I'm not as sure about, but the Falcons one with the trainer and everything. The question is, all right, what kind of round pick do you take away here from Atlanta? Mm. Is that a third? Is that a fourth? I don't think you're not doing it first. They've only done it first twice.
It'll be, it'll probably be next year's draft that they get punished for it. Unless, and again, the NFL kind of makes it up as they go. The rules kind of get made up as they go along. And maybe at some point this weekend, we hear a story of the NFL docking one of these two teams for tampering just out of the blue as they go along. We'll get to a round of shots next in the sports bar.
Yeah, as more NBA tonight here, as finally the winds of change here. We have a couple road teams doing some stuff here. What about Lindy Ruff and his staff? Seth Apper was asked about it. We'll tell you the response there about any possibility. If you could actually bet on the draft in New York State, like, that would be a lot of fun, would it not? There's been some odd movement. Just kind of curious here where telling you exactly what's going to happen here at the top of the draft. And some, I don't want to say finalists, but we have some candidates based on some trademarks filed today in Utah. What could be the new name of the NHL team?
I've got one circled. There's one that if they don't go with this, then they've missed the mark completely. But we'll get into that and more, along with your calls for last call before we close up shop at 6-585-866. 4FAN is our phone number. Pull up a stool. 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Fan, Rochester Sports Update.
Tomorrow night, the NFL Draft. Hope you can join us at Three Heads Brewing. That'll be tomorrow in the sports bar. Friday night, it's the playoffs for the Rochester Americans as they will be taking on Syracuse. Head coach Seth Appert on the crunch.
The way we scout is we show our players threats and opportunities. We show them what are the threats. What does Syracuse do really well that's threatening to us? And then what are our opportunities? What do we think we can exploit? And that's kind of the way we attack a pre-scout.
Don Stevens will have the call tomorrow night beginning at 7. Make that Friday night here on the Sports Leader. Rochester Red Wings gave up 15 and lost to St. Paul last night. Same two teams tonight in Minnesota. On the Major League scoreboard, the Orioles are up on the Angels 2-0 in the 6th. Mets up on the Giants 6-0 in the 6th. The Cardinals defeat the Diamondbacks 5-1. Gene Battaglia on the Sports Leader. The Fan, Rochester.
The best local sports talk in the Flower City. One Bills Live in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Weekday afternoons on The Fan, Rochester.
Man, we were spoiled with Monday night's action. I mean, last night was fun, nowhere near as fun as Monday night. And, well, we've got action tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Three games happening tonight. And we can't forget about a couple of games that we have tonight in the NBA as well. Time for other shots.
Yeah, the NHL games you have tonight. You've got the Florida. No, that's not tonight.
Nope, that was last night. You have tonight you have the Bruins traveling to Toronto.
That's right, okay.
You have the Knights in Dallas, and you have the Kings game two against Edmonton with the Oilers, the Kings. I'm sorry, the Oilers, the Knights looking to extend their series to 2-0 leads, and Toronto looking to take a 2-1 series lead in that best of seven.
Yeah, that's. I was jumping ahead to tomorrow night thinking, wow, it's actually smart in the NHL to kind of power down a little bit tomorrow night, just going with the two games up against the NFL draft. Tonight you got a couple teams on extra rest tonight in the NBA. Boston goes for a game two tonight. They haven't played since Sunday. Miami down 1-0. Another play-in winner, New Orleans. The Pelicans playing against Oklahoma City. OKC up 1-0. If you missed it from last night, Minnesota now up 2-0 on Phoenix. The Pacers evening their series with the Bucks. Of course, Milwaukee without Antetokounmpo. And the Mavs and Clippers tied at 1. So, Andrew, we finally in the NBA had a couple road teams winning.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I kind of think that the Bucks are frauds, and that when it's all said and done, the Pacers win that series. You're not going to win that series if you're letting Pascal Siakam drop 35 plus on you. It's just not happening. Like that series is going to frustrate a lot of Bucks fans. And this Pelicans Oklahoma City series, if OKC wins again tonight, and I expect that they will, go ahead and stick a fork in the Pelicans. They're not coming back from 2-0.
So Lindy Ruff introduced yesterday, and the question put out there, all right, well, see, how's he filling out his staff? Lance Isoski put in the question to Seth Appert today about, well, would you be interested in joining his staff? Quote, realistically, it's not something I put any thought into. I love my job. Which, like you and I have been saying all along, kind of hard to imagine that Seth Appert.
Well, and that's also the right answer. Even if he does have designs on that, the right answer right now as you're heading into the postseason is, I'm not thinking about that. I'm only thinking about what I'm doing here, which I love.
Prior to yesterday's press conference, Ruff meeting a couple hours with the holdover coaches, along with Don Granato, by the way, dismissed were assistant coach Jason Christie and video coordinator Matt Smith. How do they fill that spot for Christie? What about former head coach of the Rochester Americans, Chris Taylor? He worked on Lindy Ruff's staff in New Jersey.
Interesting. I wonder what Taylor would do with that. And we talked to Joe Yurden earlier, and the way it ended with Tails and this organization wasn't great. It really wasn't. I mean, we were kind of outraged by it. I can't imagine how he felt.
Yeah, I thought it was you were throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I understand that maybe you have a new GM, but I didn't think there was any reason for Kevin Adams to actually kind of make that move. Now,
the team was gutted that day.
We were gutted. Everything, like, the fan base was gutted. Like, how could you actually do this? This is an organization, the Amherst, that were on the upswing. Here's why I would think would do it is that Tails, with his family, I don't think he's picking up and moving for the next opportunity for the West Coast or wherever. It would make sense for him. I don't want to say swallow pride because I don't know that to be the case, but
hold on a second. Do you mean to say that people will actually take or stay in a job because they have commitments to this area, to this region, to this city? Are you serious? Really? People do that?
The curious thing is, Danger, when your little one leaves Mercy and spreads her wings, what's going to happen to you, buddy?
Oh, you think that's the linchpin that's going to make result in change? Did you forget that my wife's family is here, that they're very, very healthy and vibrant for their age and living their best life right now?
Well, I didn't know when I was going to tell you this, okay? And I figured this is probably the time here. And I figured share it with everybody. So tonight we get our little trial run for us being as empty nesters. Our son is out of town on a school trip. Our daughter is at college. Like, wow, this is what life is going to be like next year. And I'm here to tell you, Danger, that it will be the same next year and the year after that and the year after that. I married the Rochester girl. Yeah. I am not going anywhere.
Yeah, there are no changes.
No.
You can expect to be consistent. That's what you could expect. Consistency is key, my friend.
Imagine if we could bet on the NFL draft in New York State, how fun that would be. If you're curious, we had odds move as far as who's going to go second in the draft to Washington. In fact, they moved dramatically. Jaden Daniels went from minus 440 to minus 125 to go number two overall. Drake May now minus 160 to go to New England at six, at three, I should say. Maybe I'm thinking that they'll trade down to the Giants. Last time we had the quarterbacks go 1-2-3, did not go well.
Just to stop, did Daniels go from minus 125 to minus 440?
I think that I had that backwards.
Yes, yeah. Okay, just making sure.
Yep. So that, like, Daniels is now more of a heavy favorite than before.
Correct. Okay. Well, I can't bet on it anyways, but that is a significant move, and it feels like that will be the guy that goes to Washington. Drake made in New England at three is curious to me.
I think New England gets the heck out of there, and maybe they get somebody else later on, and they're picking to fill in another need. New England's the team you got to pay attention to, because if they pick the wrong quarterback, they're doing this again 3 years. See the Jets, how they're just kind of treading water. But if they get it right, all right, that would be certainly interesting. Hey, Reggie Bush got his Heisman back today. The Heisman Trust announcing the formal reinstatement for what it calls enormous changes in the college football landscape.
It's so stupid.
The Heisman Trust decision comes after Bush forfeiting his Heisman in 2010 in the wake of NCAA sanctions, which included Bush receiving improper benefits from 2003 to 2005.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, in the world that we live in now, when you look back then and see what Bush got penalized for, it's like, yeah, we really don't have any reason to punish this guy any further, because everything he did then was actually revolutionary, and it's all that they're doing now. So here, have your trophy back. Sorry, our bad. We were just trying to be, you know, the NCAA. We're just trying to flex.
Yeah, well, this is the Heisman Committee. Like, oh, we're
very important people.
What do you call it, Mount Pius?
Yeah, that was from high atop Mount Pius, we will bestow your Heisman Trophy back upon you, Reginald Bush, and we will forgive you for all past misgivings.
So we don't know what the new Utah hockey franchise is actually going to be called. By new hot franchise, it's the Arizona one that's moving to Utah, but they don't have a nickname. But you can also follow the paperwork here. There have been trademarks that have been filed. In fact, there have been 9 of them.
How many?
9.
9 times.
Danger, tell me if any of these float your boat. The Utah Blizzard, the Utah Venom, Utah Fury, Utah HC, Utah Hockey Club, Utah Yetis, Utah Outlaws, Utah Mammoth, and the Utah Ice.
I'm not going to lie. Some of these names sound like they would be best suited as men's league nicknames, right? Which one do you think I like the best?
I think you like the Yetis the best.
Love the Yetis.
Yep.
I'm all in on the Yetis. If they go with the Yetis, and much like the Kraken, there's brand synergy that you can immediately apply day one. They'll make money with the company that makes coolers or whatever. And you know, the logo could be badass. It could be a lot of fun. You're in the mountains. It just makes sense. Yetis is the one for me.
If you were going to go kind of like, all right, let's keep a little bit here of the franchise history, wouldn't Utah Venom? And you come up with like a nice little snake or something like that, or would that be just too confusing? People would think Arizona automatically.
I don't know what. No, I don't like that. I really don't. I don't like. I'm a fan of, maybe I'm traditionalist, but I like the nicknames that end with an S. You know,
we can cross Utah Mammoth off there too, because I think a Colorado Mammoth from the
who was lacrosse. That? Yeah, lacrosse.
Yeah, lacrosse. Yeah, no, you're Utah. You're not Colorado.
Right. Utah Ice, get out of here.
Now, if there was a team in Indianapolis, didn't they have one? I think they did in the IHL, the Indianapolis Ice, Indiana Ice.
Love alliteration.
Yeah.
Which is kind of why I think I like, even though Yeti starts with a Y, I kind of like Utah Yetis. I think that flows.
But the nickname that does not end in S, like none of them work for you. Like, hey, you don't even think about the Sox, but the Red Sox.
Yeah. It's not that they don't work for me. Well, Red Sox, it only doesn't end in an X because you misspell it. you end it with an X instead of an S.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Lightning, I've grown to like. I'm okay with lightning. I'm okay with Kraken.
Thunder.
Ugh.
Heat.
Ugh.
Magic.
Yuck.
What else am I missing here? Wild. That's the dumb name, the Minnesota Wild.
Bad.
Yeah.
Just bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm in on Yetis. If they go with Yetis, I'll be good with that. I'm fine with that one. There's a run of shots. All right, last call and one last segment before we close up shop. Tomorrow, we take the show on the road for the next 2 days. We'll be at Three Heads Brewing on Atlantic Avenue tomorrow, starting at 3 for day one of the NFL draft. And then Friday, starting at 3, we'll be in Chi Lai, the Chi Lai Avenue location of the Tap Room, Bill Grace, from 3 until 6. We invite you out to both live shows. Always love when our regulars stop out and say hi during our live shows. And man, Three Heads has become a tradition, and we're starting new traditions on day two of the NFL draft with our friends with the Tap Room at Bill Gray's and Chi Lai. We're going to do that Thursday and Friday. But before we can do that, we got to get the last call at 866-4326, 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Can I play the highlight of the season of lying one more time? Our take of the year nominee. Please, just...
We're not there yet. You know, we still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet. We'll do that on Monday.
We'll never get tired of hearing Trent Baalke rip one in the middle of a press conference and completely own it and not miss a beat.
Not miss a beat. He knows it's coming. I can't hold it back. And yeah.
Is that a tell that he's lying? If you have some stomach issues... It's a tell, right? Oh, we know you're lying because you just let one rip in the middle of your press conference.
No, it tells me he's comfortable. He's eating well. Like he's not worried about this draft, Danger.
No, I guess
not. No, like things are good in Jacksonville right now.
I guess not.
He doesn't have to worry about Herb or anything like that. He's got a head coach he can manage. Ooh, this is interesting.
Tell me.
Trey Hendrickson, Cincinnati Bengals.
I saw this.
Requesting a trade from the Bengals.
And T. Higgins. We knew T. Higgins Ooh. Wanted out. Like the franchise tag.
Ooh, who would you rather have? Like, to me, Trey Higgins or Trey Hendrickson. You know, never would go. That's why for the same Higgins things, like they're going to trade him to Buffalo. But hey, you're any other team, especially one that plays in the NFC. Are you picking up the phone call of the Bengals right now?
I think so. But again, this is why I think the Bengals are this kind of like fraudulent team. They've got a really good quarterback and their defensive coordinator knows his stuff. But they're still the same Bengals. They're still cheap. They still mismanage their talent. I mean, the no-brainer today, yeah, of course you're going to extend Ja'Marr Chase, but it doesn't change that you have T. Higgins requesting a trade and wanting out because you don't want to play on the franchise tag. So the Bengals continue to bangle. That's the way they've always operated. That's how they've always been.
So there's one thing that Buffalo does well. Maybe it was 26 shirts coming up with kind of grassroots thing. Mm. You know, the Diggs Allen thing. You're into Adunze, right?
That's my guy.
They're making T-shirts instead of, hey, Adunze. Hey.
Yeah. Yes.
It fits.
Yeah, that works. See some branding opportunities already. Well done. Who's that? Dell that put that together?
I don't think it's Dell.
No. I'm conflicted, Gino. I really am. Because look, You listen to this show, you know, in my heart, I'm a Bears guy. I'm a Chicago guy. I've always, my Chicago sports teams always will have my heart first and foremost. But we spend so much time talking about the Bills. I'm immersed in it. You're immersed in it. You know, I don't know that we could say we're fans, but we're fans. Like, we want to see them do well. We know what it means for our community when they do well. And I want a Dunze. I don't care what team gets him. I want one of these two teams to get a Dunze. If it's the Bears, if it's the Bills, I'm going to be happy tomorrow night. One of those two teams. Anybody else, I'm going to be disappointed. It's got to be one of those two teams. Has to be.
Yeah. There's so many receivers in this draft. If you have your heart set on one, the Bills, whoever they take in round one or round two, I'm going to say that. I will meet Jeremy White halfway. There's no way we get to Saturday and be like, oh my God, they haven't taken a receiver yet. I cannot believe they went corner and offensive line.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they're going to take a receiver here in the first two rounds. They're going to take somebody good. That it's that deep. So I'm not going to, I'm not planting my flag for McConkey or Dunze or whoever it may be, because the fan base is going to love whoever they draft. It's guaranteed.
If you missed Jeremy White from Jeremy White's show on WGR, if you missed Joe Yurden from Bleacher Report and Noted Hockey, our two conversations with those two gentlemen are posted up live now wherever you get your podcasts. You could just search out the Sports Bar. That includes Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all your favorite platforms, including the free-to-download Odyssey app, as well as our entire show. We'll get that up and posted for you here shortly. You can go back and listen to anything that you may have missed in the free Odyssey app as well. With Rewind, that'll let you go back and listen to anything for the next 72 hours. Fun show this afternoon as we wrap it up, and tomorrow's it. One more show to go before we get to the NFL draft round one tomorrow night. We will be celebrating the occasion at Three Heads Brewing, Rochester's largest patio. It's now open for the season. It's going to be sunny tomorrow. Nice day to enjoy the Melon Head Watermelon Sour or some of the other fine beers that they have on tap there at Three Heads. Good local beer, fresh local beer. Grab a delicious wood-fired pizza from Freddy's as well if you're going to stop out and see us tomorrow afternoon. We're live from 3 until 6 in the neighborhood of the arts. We made it, Gino. The draft is here tomorrow. And then, well, of course, we'll be able to react to everything from tomorrow night on Friday in Chi-Lai at the Tap Room at Bill Gray's. JR Sport Brief, next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.